This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Preparing for a baby is one of those rare times in life when a shopping spree or two actually makes sense. Babies require a lot of gear.
Clothing, toys, books, strollers, pack and plays, high chairs.
Nursing bras, diaper bags, breast pumps.
Containers, bottles, with swings and extra saucers.
Okay, so it's not the most glamorous shopping spree, but it's a costly one. And buying secondhand can be pretty appealing. Prices can be 50 to 75% less than buying new.
Missy?
Hi! Nice to meet you.
Adrienne?
Yes.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
I recently headed to a resale store in Los Angeles called Grow Kid Grow to find out when it makes sense to buy used and when it might not. Right out front, an orange Bugaboo stroller.
So this is a Bugaboo. Very popular stroller, a great stroller.
A $700 stroller, if you're buying new.
We actually just marked it down to $200. It was $250. Our whole MO is that everybody can afford great stuff.
Missy Gibson is one of the store's co-owners. It's a small space packed with used toys, some for playing, some for buying, and racks of cute pre-worn clothes for boys and girls.
Our average price on clothing is like $5.
Not bad for some of the designer labels on the racks. But Missy says there's some stuff they're not going to sell you.
There's a lot of things we don't take here. And I know, you know, some other stores do. We've chosen not to take certain liabilities. We don't take car seats. We don't take cribs. We don't take anything like swimming related or biking related.
They sell old books, but have a warning label on the bookshelf. Books published before 1985 should not be purchased for children under the age of 12.
Now, we have to be careful because they say there could be traces of lead in inks used prior to that time because of the printing presses. It's up in the air whether that's true or not, but just to be on the safe side, we do post that just so that people are aware that they don't want their child ingesting vintage books, you know? Not a good idea. Probably not a good idea to ingest any books, but yeah. Particularly vintage books.
Note to self, do not eat books. Do not let baby eat books. Missy sells the things she'd be comfortable buying used.
I got my breast pump new. I know people that have gotten them used. I personally made the decision to get a new one.
The FDA is with Missy on this one. You don't want to buy a used breast pump. But a lot of the decisions to buy secondhand are subjective. What are you okay with? How stylish do you want your babe to be? Kristen Nelson runs LA Kids Consignment. She does 7 sales a year, where hundreds of people sell tens of thousands of pieces of secondhand baby gear, kids' clothes, and maternity outfits.
I'll take it because I don't want to offend you, and it's a matter of taste, and somebody may buy that.
Right.
But, I mean, I'll refuse it if it's a safety issue, not if it's just ugly, because what's ugly to me may not be ugly to you, so.
But other issues with used items are pretty cut and dry. Don't buy baby sweatshirts with drawstrings. Don't hand your infant a toy with little tiny parts just because you played with it as a kid. And don't buy products that have been recalled, which sounds easier than it is.
I have 4 ginormous binders with recalls over the past. I've been doing this 8 years, so I have 8 years worth of recalls.
She and her volunteers sweep all the consigned merchandise before the sale, but still.
I'll see people at my sale with their phones, their smartphones open, looking on the websites to check prices and to check for recalls.
Searching for recalls online isn't hard. The government's Consumer Product Safety Commission has a website. CPSC.gov. But remembering to search, especially when confronted with a bargain, can be tough. In the middle of writing the story, I bought a folding high chair at a yard sale and completely spaced on looking it up. It had been recalled. It serves me right. Nikki Fleming is with CPSC. She says it's technically illegal for anyone to sell a recalled product. But it's not uncommon. A quick search on Craigslist in Los Angeles finds about 4 dozen Bumbo baby seats for sale, even though they were recalled earlier this month.
The commission, unfortunately, is not able to go inside of each consumer's homes, but we, again, want to reach out to consumers and let them know that, obviously, they don't want to pass on a deadly or perhaps a dangerous hazard to another consumer. So please take the time to go to CPSC.gov, check to see if the product you're trying to sell has been recalled.
And if you can only buy one thing new, she says.
we would definitely encourage you to choose the crib as your one item. With nursery products, cribs are the leading cause of death. So if you're going to choose the one brand new product, that's the one we would ask you to try to pull your resources together and purchase a new crib.
As far as the safety of other products, she says you got to check them item by item, model by model. Luckily, there's a whole lot of really cute stuff out there that's safe to buy secondhand.
Here's a Woody costume from Toy Story.
Which is adorable.
It's got the boots, a vest, a shirt, pants, and I'm selling it for $6.50. In the Disney store, this would cost you between $35 and $50.
Guess I should have brought my checkbook.